It's Thursday, and a very interesting technology story today. The U.S. Department of Defense, through the agency called DARPA, that's the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, is launching a bizarre experiment in social networking. Okay, they're sending up 10 huge red weather balloons all across the country. We don't know where they are, but they're asking you out there to go find them. And they're hoping it tells us something about Twitter and Facebook and how they help us communicate. Whoever finds all 10 balloons first wins $40,000. So we have Baratunde Thurston here with us. He's the Takeaway Tech contributor and host of Popular Science's Future Of. It's a TV show on the Science Channel. He's joining us today to explain to us, but also to give us some answers. Peter Lee, he's the director of Transformational Convergence Technology, the office at DARPA in Washington. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Baratunde, first, tell us, what is DARPA? What is the point of DARPA? What does DARPA do?
Sure thing. And I want to do a quick follow-up because I learned breaking news this morning from Stephen Brill that Google is irrelevant. And I just think that needs to be shouted.
Yeah, well.
Now that's a story.
That scares me more than anything else about the future.
Brill's never been wrong about anything.
But back to DARPA. It stands for the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It was founded in 1958, really as a response to the Russian launch of the Sputnik launch. And the U.S. was technologically surprised and wanted to prevent ever being technologically surprised again and to, in fact, technologically surprise its enemies. So the agency exists, reports directly to the heads of the Defense Department, and finances largely challenge contests, encouraging innovation not at the request of the military, but things the military might be able to use. So there's been the DARPA Urban Challenge, which was a car that could navigate on its own through an urban landscape. There was the DARPA Grand Challenge, which is to get from point to point on a rugged sort of rural course. And DARPA has been responsible for everything from computer networking, things like the internet, to
gaming.
GPS.
Gaming. They made hugely great bets on technology, developing in gaming and simulations.
The idea is to spur kind of raw core research that could help, not directly at the request of a military.
Okay,
agency.
So Peter Lee, you hear us talking about what your job is. Explain this project of sending people out to find these giant red weather balloons. How does this, sending people out to find 10 weather balloons using Facebook and Twitter, how does that help us surprise our enemies or help the Department of Defense?
Well, it's a pretty simple idea. We'll have these 10 balloons in undisclosed public locations on Saturday. And the first person or team that reports the locations of those 10 balloons in commemoration of the 40th anniversary of the Internet will win $40,000. A lot is known in research about how people form teams and collaborate and share information and how that information spreads. But relatively less is known about what happens when people have to compete with each other and have a financial incentive even to withhold information. We're interested in how people establish trust relationships in those situations. We also wanted something that could connect and would be open to everyone, from school children to tech professionals and everyone in between.
And you're kind of hoping that you're going to figure out how these social networking sites actually occur, function under pressure, right?
That's right. There is a time pressure because it's a kind of a race. We, of course, won't learn everything in just one experiment like this. This is a program that could go well into the future. But already, by interacting with social networking researchers at universities and companies around the country who will be watching with great interest what goes on, we think a lot of great data and observations will be uncovered.
Baratunde, this is a subject about which I bet you have a lot of interest and curiosity. What do you think about this? Do you think this is a good way to test out the limits of our social networking sites?
Well, I think it's certainly seems like a break from the challenges of the past, which were very tactile and tangible. Let's create a machine that does X. There's a finite fixed team, usually at a university or corporation, with significant money behind it. And here they're really tapping into the distributed nature, sort of celebrating the Internet's history and going into what I heard described at the PDF conference as an adhocracy. Can you get teams of people quickly together? So that does fascinate me. I think in a time when the economy is doing what it's doing, it is interesting to ask, like, really, red balloons? Like, how did, you know, justifying that from a...
The expense. From, why would they spend money?
And I don't know how expensive it is, but it certainly looks, you know, fun and also a little strange. Given
but Peter Lee, I mean, in a sense, you're solving the problems posed to the Iranian government when their election, you know, kind of went awry. All of a sudden, the adhocracy went into action, and there was no way of even monitoring
people
it. You may get some data that's relevant to what they're interested in doing, controlling the information flow.
Absolutely right. And in fact, you know, it's really a question of what are the benefits and you know, what is the phenomenon when everything and everybody is connected and can really communicate instantly. How do you create those messages? How do you create significant team building? And where are those nodes of the best information sources? And how do you trust what you hear? All of those are really key questions.
Okay, so Baratunde, I got to ask you. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to ask you to spawn some conspiracy theories here. This all sounds very, very fun and interesting and a great use of social media, but should we be worried about what the Department of Defense is studying in terms of what people will do for money and in terms of our, you know, how we use our Facebook accounts?
Well, I think this, you know, the way John raised it, it cuts both ways. This is not so much technological as it is sociological and even psychological. And so we can use it to maybe suss out patterns of cells of people coordinating to help defend us. It can also be used, that same information, against us and us being widely defined. So I think we should keep an eye on it. Red balloons are fun. And so
right.
I could use $40,000.
And I think Pete has a great job, I think.
He does. Baratunde Thurston is a Takeaway Tech contributor, host of Popular Science's Future Of on the Science Channel. Peter Lee, thanks so much. The director of Transformational Convergence Technology Office at the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency with a very long title, thanks to Peter Lee.
I work for the Transformational Convergence Department. What if that was your job? What's worked for you if you are looking for a job? John emails us. I've been asked at two separate job interviews if I would be willing to cheat a customer. I said no. I didn't get either job.
Oh, wow.
Tell us your story of what it takes to get a job at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us an email to mytake@thetakeaway.org. It's our own job summit today.
I'm Celeste Edley.
And I'm John Hockenberry. This is your Takeaway.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.